In Russia, the only major media voice not controlled by the Kremlin is now fully in the grip of the gas monopoly Gazprom. NTV had been Russia's only nationwide independently run news agency until Gazprom bought a controlling interest recently. Gazprom has already replaced NTV's board of directors. Overnight, it seems to have moved against the agency's journalists. Gazprom is widely regarded in Russia as a government-controlled enterprise, and NTV's struggle to remain autonomous has sparked sympathetic demonstrations in Moscow and elsewhere in the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us from Moscow. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And what happened overnight?
Well, the managers that were imposed by Gazprom at a shareholders' meeting earlier this month moved in with security guards overnight. They wouldn't let some of the journalists in, and the journalists who had been protesting signed a letter saying they were quitting. Now, in many ways, this whole event last night was a very personal drama for people because some of the NTV journalists that had recently quit and defected from the protesters came in today with these new managers.
Now, I understand that you have some tape of what happened on air when this takeover occurred.
That's right. What happened was the protesting journalist went to another television studio. It's TNT. It's part of the Media Most Empire. And here you can hear Andrei Norkin, one of the journalists, explaining that what they managed to do was to get on the air on NTV's network for just about 5 minutes.
В эфире основного канала НТВ из студии ТНТ. Возвращаемся.
Right, so after a few minutes of explaining their turn of events, suddenly the sound went off and the picture went out, and you heard that tone in that clip of tape right there. And then what happened was NTV went back to its normally scheduled programs. You had some newscasts, you had some serial programs, you had some game shows as usual, and these protesting journalists stayed on this much smaller channel doing newscasts throughout the day.
Michelle, why would anyone want to replace the journalists? Maybe we need to understand that.
Well, in the past year or so, they've been the only critical voice, really, to the Kremlin, to the war in Chechnya, during the Kursk, the submarine disaster. NTV was one of the only ones that really went on and was critical of authorities. So what the journalists are saying is that this whole Gazprom takeover wasn't about finances, as Gazprom says, but was about politics, that President Vladimir Putin was behind it. Gazprom, of course, says otherwise, saying it was just a purely business deal, that NTV was in debt and owed Gazprom a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And any reaction from the public that you can gauge so far? Because, as we note, there have been demonstrations of support for the independence of NTV.
There have been demonstrations, and NTV is very popular. It's not only because of its newscast, but also because of its programming. And I think viewers, it's difficult to gauge, but many people don't really understand the financial background of this. And so when Gazprom says NTV was in debt, it's not paying its bills, and look how large the salaries are for journalists, those kind of arguments really hit home for viewers. So until they really see drastic changes in the newscast, they might not see this as a big deal. And so far, the newscasts have been going on steadily. The program has been going on steadily. I mean, the news has been quite calmer than in recent days. You don't have all of the complaints about what's going on with the Gazprom-NTV dispute. It's back to talking about Easter and weather.
Mm-hmm. So they're not covering their own dispute?
Very little, in fact. The first newscast that they did manage to get on air, it took them a while to get on air and to get their team in gear this morning, but the first newscast led with it, but had just about a minute and a half saying that the new managers at NTV have started their work and several journalists have left, and that was about the only mention that they had of it.
Michelle, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Moscow.